With European leaders scrambling to bolster Europe's military as doubts grow over Washington's commitment to Europe's defence, Turkey, NATO's second largest army, could play a key role in Europe's security goals. In a sign of warming Turkish relations, European leaders have started lifting their opposition to key military hardware sales, to the alarm of Turkey's rival, Greece. Greece is reacting furiously against France over the potential sale of the advanced Meteor air-to-air missile to Turkey. The missile sale and the Turks' bid to procure Europe's Eurofighter threatens to erase Greece's military edge over its rival, Turkey. Despite France and Greece recently signing a defence pact, French President Emmanuel Macron reportedly rejected Greek calls to block the missile sale, which is made by a French-led European consortium. So why is Paris ready to anger its ally, Athens?
I think that the decision, the France decision, is related to what is going on in Ukraine.
That's international relations professor Federico Donnelli of Istanbul's Trieste University.
I mean, there's no doubt that the Eastern European border will be the key area of interest for European countries in the next years, especially with the election of Donald Trump, so the President Donald Trump. So on this point, Turkey and European countries have the same geostrategic interest. If you ask to Turkey and Turkish policymakers, for them, the main threat to security and stability of the country and integrity of the country remain Russia. So I think that on this point, France, Turkey, even other European countries converge on geostrategic.
Macron, earlier this month, held a lengthy telephone conversation with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both sides reportedly agreed to improve relations, including on defence. Until now, the two leaders had made little secret of their dislike for one another. But with Turkey having NATO's second largest army, with over 800,000 personnel in its armed forces, including reservists, the importance of the Turkish military to European security could be on the ascendancy, with the looming threat of Russia and Washington demanding Europe to take more responsibility for its own defence, underlined by Vice President J.D. Vance at this month's Munich Security Conference.
But we think it's an important part of being in a shared alliance together that the Europeans step up while America focuses on areas of the world that are in great danger.
Turkey's poor human rights record has strained European Union relations, along with Erdogan's authoritarian reputation. But international relations expert Donnelli says such concerns are trumped by increasing common ground on security.
After that Russian invasion of Ukraine, Turkey starting to be perceived by NATO members as an important ally. Maybe it's not the best ally ever, because we know that Turkey is not an easy partner, but at the same time is the most useful one.
European leaders met this month to discuss Ukraine and the security threat facing the continent. With the Turkish army dwarfing its European counterparts, Ankara says it can play a key role in Europe's defence. Mesut Jarshan is a Turkish presidential advisor and professor of international relations at Istanbul's Yeditepe University.
European allies can be understood that without Turkey, we cannot continue the defense of the European continent and Euro-Atlantic security. And is Turkey is ready to support this European security and defense capability? Yes.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, too, is eyeing Turkey's military. During his visit to Turkey Tuesday, he underlined the importance that Ukraine's allies deploy soldiers to guarantee any peace agreement reached with Russia.
Two issues are very, very important: a strong Ukrainian army and the deployment in the Ukraine of other armies like those from Europe or the United States, our partners basically.
Zelensky said he had discussed the issue with Erdogan, but that it was too early to reveal the outcome of the talks. While Erdogan has close ties with Zelensky, the Turkish leader has also maintained good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mesut Jarsham, a Turkish presidential advisor and professor of international relations.
If the parties will be agree, Turkey may be send out troops to peacekeeping operations. Why I say like this? Turkey joined the many UN security and peacekeeping operations, and the Turkish army is very powerful.
However, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has ruled out any NATO peacekeepers in Ukraine. Still, given the size of Turkey's large and capable army, it could yet play a key role in Europe's defence, as European concerns grow over the reliability of their American ally. Dorian Jones, reporting from Istanbul.